Okay, here's the narration script. Read it naturally, at a steady pace, and pause briefly after each step so listeners can follow along in Live 12. Intro. Hi, this is an advanced mastering lesson for Ableton Live 12. Today we'll master a mix that features a sub-focused style talking bass, aiming for a deep jungle atmosphere while preserving sub-energy, mid-formant movement, and stereo musicality. We'll build a focused master chain and workflow that keeps the low end tight and mono, brings the talking mid-band forward without killing its movement, and reaches competitive loudness for drum and bass distribution. Lesson overview slash what you will build. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a master bus effect chain and workflow in Ableton Live 12 that stabilizes and mono locks the sub-band, controls the dynamic talking mid-band without flattening it, adds harmonics so the talking bass reads on small speakers, keeps highs wide while holding the low end tight, and reaches a competitive LUFS and true peak target with minimal artifacts. We'll use stock devices only, utility, EQ8 in mid/side, multiband dynamics, saturator, glue compressor, compressor, auto filter for creative MS automation where useful, limiter, spectrum, loudness, and an audio effect rack for parallel processing. Preparation and gain staging. Start by loading your full mix into Live. Set your mix level so the master peak sit around -6 to -3 dBFS before the master chain. Insert the devices on the master track in the order I'll describe. Monitoring and initial gain staging first. Place spectrum and the loudness meter at the top of the chain for monitoring only. Use spectrum to confirm low-end energy and to spot formant peaks visually. Use the loudness device to watch integrated LUFS and true peak. Next, insert utility first. Use utility gain to set headroom, generally -3 to -6 dB. This avoids overdriving later stages and gives you room to work. Surgical cleanup with EQ8 in mid/side mode. Insert EQ8 and switch channel to mid/side. On the mid-channel high pass at around 18 to 20 Hz with a steep 24 dB per octave to remove inaudible sub rumbles. If your bass is muddy, add a subtle dip of about -1 to -2.5 dB with a Q near 1.2 between roughly 200 and 350 Hz. Be very gentle. On the side channel, apply a low cut, a steep low shelf cut below 120 to 180 Hz, around -3 to -6 dB, or more aggressive attenuation if you need the low end fully mono. Solo mid inside, while adjusting, and use spectrum to confirm that the talking character remains audible in the mid. Multiband dynamics. Control the talking bands, add multiband dynamics next. Set the crossovers to start. Low 20 to 120 Hz, mid 120 to 900 Hz, high 900 Hz to 20 Hz. Tune these to the material. Move the mid range if the vowel-like formant sits higher or lower. Low band. Use a ratio of roughly 2 to 3 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients pass, and release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Set threshold so gain reduction is small, 1 to 3 dB on peaks, to tame subs without squashing feel. Mid band, this is where the talking lives. Use a ratio between 3 to 1 and 5 to 1, attack faster, 3 to 10 milliseconds, and release 40 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold for about 3 to 6 dB of reduction on the most aggressive moments. This controls intelligibility while preserving movement. High band, gentle glue here, ratio around 1.5 to 2 to 1, release on auto, preserve air. Parallel saturation to add harmonics. Create an audio effect rack for parallel saturation. Chain is dry. Chain B contains a saturator in soft clip mode with 2 to 4 dB of drive, a warmer color, and output attenuated by about 6 to 10 dB. Map a macro to control wet slash dry or the chain volumes so you can blend easily. Blend the saturated chain just enough to bring intelligibility forward while keeping the sub clean. Typical wet mix sits between 10 and 25%. If the saturator colors the low end too much, high pass the input to the saturator around 100 Hz using an EQ before saturating. Use tube or gentle oversampling if you want more character, but avoid oversaturating the lows. Glue compression for cohesion. Place the glue compressor after the saturation rack. Use an attack of 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio between 2 and 4 to 1, and aim for around 1 to 3 dB of steady state gain reduction. Keep this mild. Its job is to glue the bus together without killing transient snap of drums or the movement in the talking bass. Tonal shaping and intelligibility boost with a second EQ8. Add a second EQ8 in mid/side after the glue. On the mid channel, give a small boost, about +1 to +2.5 dB with a Q near 1, somewhere in the 800 Hz to 1.6 kHz range to accentuate the vowel area. Sweep to taste. Keep boosts gentle. On the side shell, add a slight high shelf above 6 to 8 kHe of around plus 1 to plus 2 dB to create air and atmosphere without widening the base. Always check this in mono to ensure the mid presence remains coherent. Tame harshness dynamically if needed. If the talking band becomes harsh, target 2 to 5 kHe with multiband dynamics or a gentle compressor. Use a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Attack very fast, 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB reduction on harsh peaks. Alternatively, use a narrow dynamic EQ approach or automate a narrow dip only when the harshness appears. Stereo width management. Manage width with EQ 8 in mid / side or utility. Ensure everything below roughly 120 to 180 Hz is mono. That low-end mono lock is crucial for club systems. Slightly widen the sides, between 2 and 8 kHz for jungle atmosphere, using utility width plus 5 to 15% or MS boosts on the side channel. Frequently check mono compatibility by setting utility width to 0%. Final limiting and loudness target. Put the limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dBTP or minus 1.5 dBTP if you want extra safety for streaming encoders. Use a look head of 5 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or a moderately fast setting, and raise gain to taste. Target integrated luffs around minus 7 to minus 9 for a loud drum and bass master that keeps dynamics. If you prefer safer streaming compliance, aim for minus 9 to minus 11 luffs. Always keep true peak under minus 1 dBTP and use the loudness meter to confirm integrated luffs and momentary peaks during busy sections where the talking bass is most active. Final checks and bounce. Toggle the master chain bypass to a / B. Listen frequently. Use a well-matched reference track, ideally similar sub-focus or deep jungle D&B, and a / B quickly. Check translation on small speakers, earbuds, headphones, and club subs. The talking bass should still be readable on earbuds thanks to harmonic content, and punchy on subs. Export as a 24-bit WAV with your project sample rate, typically 44.1 or 48 kHe. Use live dithering if you reduce bit depth on export. Common mistakes to avoid: do not widen the sub below 120 to 180 hz. That gills punch and creates phase issues. Avoid overcompressing the mid-band. Too much compression removes the talking character. Don't oversaturate the low band. Parallel saturation and high-passing the saturator input help. Don't ignore mid-slash-side processing. Mixing only in left-slash-right can break mono compatibility. Avoid chasing luffs at the cost of dynamics. Pushing to extreme loudness will destroy the jungle vibe. And finally, always check true peak to avoid encoder overshoots. Pro tips and workflow reminders. Reference a sub-focus or deep jungle track often. Use automation on master macros sparingly. Small filter or saturation moves can add atmosphere for buildups without harming the low end. For extra clarity, try a parallel mid-chain. Isolate roughly 500 to 1,500 Hz. Compress harder and blend subtly. Use utility phase checks if sub collapses in mono. Freeze or print master chain snapshots like dry, saturated, and limiter on / off to speed comparisons. Finding the talking formant quickly if you need to find the vowel area. Insert an EQ8, select a bell with a high Q of 6 to 10, boost dramatically and sweep between 300 and 2000 Hz while the bass plays. The frequency that suddenly makes the bass vowel-like is your target. Then set wider, gentler boosts around that area and undo the extreme boost to return to musical levels. Multiband crossover and parallel chain variations. Tune crossovers to the material. Slightly overlap adjacent bands to avoid zipper artifacts. Use slower low band attacks than the mid to let sub transients through in practice. Say 12 to 30 ms for low and 4 to 10 ms for mid. Two parallel chain ideas to try: a harmonic chain isolating 200 to 2000 Hz with saturation and compression blended 5 to 15%, and a transient chain high passed at around 100 Hz with fast compression blended for snap. Saturation placement. Saturator before glue yields a smoother, tamed saturation. After glue, it's more obvious and may excite the limiter more. Try both and export short comparisons. De-essing and dynamic harshness control. Prefer dynamic reduction over static EQ for sibilance or harsh spikes. Use a narrow band with multiband dynamics set to fast attack and short release to catch spikes only. Advanced users can create a parallel narrow band, invert phase, and attenuate only when needed. Limiter strategy and avoiding pumping. If the limiter pumps, back off earlier compression, reduce saturation feeding it, or set the ceiling slightly lower at minus 1.5 to minus 2 dBTP. A soft clipper before the limiter can help tame peaks musically. Luff's targets and distribution notes competitive DNB masters often sit around minus 7 to minus 9 luffs. Push only as far as the musicality survives. For promos you can edge to minus 6 but verify across systems. For vinyl or other formats aim for lower averages and more headroom. Troubleshooting phase and mono compatibility of sub collapses in mono. Flip phase on suspect stems. Check that nothing whitens below 150 Hz. And sum to mono periodically to find cancellations. Automation and stem strategies automate master macros rather than device parameters, where possible. If the talking bass is too problematic on the master bus, process it in stems, send the bass stem to a separate group for dedicated multiband compression and saturation, then reprint stems and remaster. Metering and QA use the loudness device for integrated, short-term, and momentary readings. Watch true peak during the busiest passages. Listen at various playback levels. A good master should keep performance readable even at lower volumes. Practical rescue tactics if you lose bass punch. Reduce mid compression or lengthen the low band attack. If mids go flat, mix in a parallel uncompressed mid-chain. If the limiter makes the master lifeless, reduce input gain into the limiter, cut saturation, or ease off the glue settings.